Hello and welcome to the Kenny and Mav podcast, the second episode of our series going. It's March 7th, 2018. Kenny, how you been doing today? What's going on? Tell us all about it.
Pretty good day, pretty solid day, good work grind. Other than that, just sitting back, drinking a Timmy's and been waiting for a podcast.
Yeah,
So
that's me.
before we continue, just a quick shout out from the last podcast. I seen we got an applause from Nostorm. I'm not sure if that's
Storm.
correct. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, but yeah, just a quick shout out to you. Thank you for the applause. And just like him, anyone feel free to send us a message or send us an applause on Anchor. And after our first podcast, I got a recent update that we've now been uploaded to Pocket Cast, which is another cool online app for podcasts that you can listen to whoever you want. So be sure to check us out on there if you want. And same thing, feel free to message us, and we'll try to respond as quick as possible. But other than that, how was your day, Mav?
The day was gone by. It was a little bit long, but managed to get into town, had to go back to the apartment, get everything all set up there for the next week going. Getting ready to go back to school, which is a pain in the ass. But along with that, I have to congratulate the men's basketball team, Kenny.
Okay.
They won the AUS championships first time since 1967. And a
Really?
little fun fact behind that, just alongside goes with the podcast. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they won the cup later on. That UMB won the cup, won the
That's
AUS
hard.
cup, and then Toronto went on to win their last Stanley Cup. So the question is now, is Toronto, are they gonna win the cup, or are they just gonna fall apart?
Honestly, it's a possibility. Considering the team that they've managed to put together, thanks to Mike Babcock. But yeah, them three rookies, Matthews, Marner, and Nylander, they're looking sharp. And I think it's a possibility that those three players and their goalie Frederik Andersen, they might see a chance of winning the cup. But I think it's still going to take a couple years. But we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Well, Matthews is out right now. I think they just lost the other night. That's three straight, I think, but not 100% sure.
You can't win them all.
No.
But
But no, hopefully Matthews comes back strong for them and they can have a contending season. They're in third place right now in the Atlantic.
that's right. Speaking of shout outs, I got a couple shout outs from right here in Airdrie, Alberta, where I'm located. First shout
The Alberta Facts.
yeah. First shout out for the night. Goes to number 12, Colton Young for the Canmore Eagles. He was player of the week for the AJHL, Alberta Junior Hockey League. And another shout
Good
out
job.
to the Okotok Oilers for being first in the rankings with a 24-game win streak going on right now. And the last shout out is Will Conley was named the Alberta Ford Dealers Player of the Month with 21 points through 12 games in the month of February, 11 goals and 10 assists. So good for you guys. And be sure to show your support to those teams and players if you are here in Airdrie, Alberta, or in anywheres in these locations of where these players are at. Be sure to show them some love and support.
Stop by, give them a nice little cheer and salute.
Yeah, for sure.
Not playing this weekend, are they, Kenny? There any playoffs going on out west? Because the playoffs are starting off a little bit out here for the University Hockey League here.
Really?
I know. March 15th, I believe that's when the U Cup is coming to town. The top teams from all over Canada University. They're kind of becoming the Fredericton, New Brunswick to face off against one another.
Oh.
I'm just checking out the scores here right now. I know UMB, they've made it all the way through, but it's Saint FX was, oh, Saint FX ended up getting dummied.
Really?
5-0. Yeah, 5-0.
Who'd they play?
UMB. This was a consolation series game.
Okay.
A U.S. consolation game. So.
Speaking of the UMB and St. FX game, that was actually the very first time back when I lived in New Brunswick and I lived in Fredericton where you are now. The very first time I watched UMB play, like, that's who they played was St. FX. And at that time, UMB was first in the league and St. FX was second. And it was crazy watching them play. It was a really strong game having the top two teams in the league battle it off. And, UMB Fredericton ended up winning in overtime, but also that game was live on TV that time. So it was pretty cool to be there and experience first university hockey game and it be on TV. But sadly enough, I didn't get to be on TV. But
no, they don't want that beard of yours on there. Frighten people.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to sometimes shave that thing or do something with it.
Yeah, at least I can grow one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I got a clean beard all the time. The girl, she likes it shaved. Can either something about it being shaved?
Oh yeah.
But you know, two different people we are.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. You want a wacky fact, Kitty? It's called Wacky Facts with Mav. We're going with the Timu Solani. You know, it's down in California.
Okay.
He's opening up hockey-themed restaurants. And this is a pretty good idea. That he's going to be calling the burgers pucks. So instead of ordering a bacon cheese burger, you're going to be getting a bacon cheese puck.
Nice,
right? Then you're going to be getting some hot dogs, and they're going to be called sticks, and you're going to be, pass me a twig. Or no, twigs are fries. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
Pass me some twigs. Get some fries. They pass my stick over. But
get some ketchup on these twigs.
Yeah. Maybe put some cheese on there, too.
That's pretty cool, actually. Like, that would be cool to, like, obviously it'll go big. Like, I mean, it's Timu. He was a good hockey player for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, like anywhere around the Anaheim Arena, and people would just fly in there. You know, they'd be drinking their beers and looking for a place to eat, get some pucks.
And take a nice bite out of a twig.
Yeah, take a big bite out of the twig. Just like, oh. Oh.
On that note, I got some local games coming tomorrow night here in Airdrie too. It's the AJHL, once again, Alberta Junior Hockey League. So if you know any of these teams and you're in these areas, be sure to check them out tomorrow night, March 8th, 2018. We have three games going on at 7 o'clock p.m. It's the Mustangs versus Kodiaks, the Eagles versus the Bandits, the Canucks versus the Dragons. And then at 7:30 p.m., we have the Pontiacs versus the Oil Bardens, the Bobcats versus the Wolverines, and the Crusaders versus the Storm. So be sure to check them out. Once again, show them some love and support. And, so it really takes a hold of teams, knowing that you got fans behind you, cheering you on.
Always a good feeling. There's always a... I remember being in, when I was in grade 12 of high school, there was a, at that point, it just all became more fun than anything, playing at home, definitely. So what I'd do is when I hop on the ice, the music would be going, and, you know, you're skating towards the face-off circle down the other zone. That's where all the biddies were hitting.
Really?
So, you know, I throw a little dance in there for him, going back and forth, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some nice moves.
I know what you're saying. You make yourself look like a fool. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, like I would just be dancing, then I'd get right into position, and I'd just go do my thing.
Just, which was?
You know, give the fans something to laugh about, you know. So.
Yeah, for sure. You'd be going down the ice, thinking you're going top cheddar, make the goalie look like a piece of Swiss. And knowing you, you probably shot wide, fell on your ass, and made a fool of yourself.
I was more of a defensive player, so there was wasn't very many times where I went through the whole team and sniped at Bar Diddle. I normally played it safe and I dumped it into the zone and I made contact when there was contact needed.
You didn't go bar
So,
south with a chew in your mouth?
man, the only time I went bar down was probably way back in Adam. There's a maybe a couple times in Pee-wee, but after Pee-wee, that's where it started going downhill for me.
But did you have a chew in your mouth?
No, not that particular time. I did not have a chance.
Did you ever chew when you played hockey?
I never did. I didn't like it. I didn't really care for it. Never really satisfied me. I looked at it and I was like, nah.
I remember, speaking of that, a quick story. I remember I used to do it when I played Bantam. And so you're this little kid. Obviously, you're doing it because it's a big hockey thing and you think you're cool doing it and stuff like that. But I remember doing it, and I remember throwing this big, massive chew in my lip. And it was during a tournament. And so you're hanging out with the fans and stuff, friends and family that are there supporting you, waiting for your next game to come up. And I remember my father come down and he caught me. So it's like, oh, like my father, like, so you know what I mean? Like, you're like worried, what's he gonna say? What's he gonna think? So he looks at
First of
me.
all, you shit your pants.
It,
You shit your pants because, like, you're probably gonna get an ass
it,
whooping right
yeah,
after.
for sure. So he looks at me and he goes, what are you doing? And I said, having a dip. And he goes, you're chewing tobacco. And I was like, yeah. He's like, hey, why not? And I was like, really? He's like, well, I guess if you want to call yourself a hockey player, you got to act like a hockey player.
Jesus Christ.
But
My dad would have what fucking he would have taken me to my mother and my mother would have tore a strip off of me. There would be no like I don't even know if I'd be able to play that game. I think I'd be sent right home.
well, that's usually during my year playing at Bantam, we sent a lot of teams home disappointed. That was probably
But
my strongest year in hockey was Bantam.
Bantam's second year we were forced to be reckoned with, but
Yeah.
we won provincials in Bantam, so
I remember that same year we lost probably six games the entire year. And I remember our very first game of the season, home opener, was against your hometown, actually Perth Andover, New Brunswick. And I remember beating you guys 18-0.
I wasn't on that team. I have to say, I wasn't on that team.
Well, you were lucky then. There was six people on our team that had four goals.
My team played against it. We would have crushed just.
Whatever you want to think.
Oh, bud, we did it all year, every day, every time you guys played against
And
us.
just like you said, when you guys did that, I didn't play. I wasn't playing then.
You didn't play for. We never did play. Well, we might have played against one another, but fuck, that was too long ago to remember.
We played a lot of ODR together. We
Yeah, we did
lit
that.
a lot of teams up playing some ODR. For any of you that don't know what ODR is, it stands for outdoor hockey.
I hope they
Outdoor rink, per se, I guess.
hope they know what it
Oh yeah,
means.
me too. Like, but
That's
you
what
never know,
I'm
man.
saying.
Like those kids out there, you never know. Like they're always on their phones and stuff, like listening to two fools like us. But
Yeah.
anyways, so what's new and exciting happening in the NHL right now, Matt?
They just recently threw out the Global Series. If you don't know what the Global Series is when they take two teams from the National Hockey League and they put them over into put them in Europe and they have just play in front of fans from their European base. So they're going to Finland and Sweden. They're going to be playing in Helsinki. Winnipeg and Florida are going to be playing against one another down there. Helsinki, Finland. So get your tickets online. And Gothenburg, Sweden, if I pronounce that right. Gothenburg. Gothenburg. NBURG. And Edmonton, the Edmonton Oilers and New Jersey Devils are going to be playing down there. But alongside with that, they're going to be sending Edmonton, New Jersey. Edmonton's going to be going into Germany. Switzerland is going to get New Jersey. And they're going to have those face. They're going to have those teams face off against professional teams in that country. So
that's pretty.
They're going to be.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, the question is, what's going to happen if they end up beating these NHL teams?
Yeah, they're gonna.
Go
ahead.
Now, what I think, like, it'd be crazy if they could do this, but imagine like having a world, you know, the world championship of professional hockey, not like Olympics. It'd be like your professional teams, like the KHL, the NHL, the SHL, the ECHL, all these teams, the winner of those divisions and leagues, they're counted down and they're put into a standings and they face off against one another. They face off and then whoever wins at the end of the day is called world champions. World champion.
Has anything like this ever happened? Not what you just said, but before about the Oilers and all those NHL teams going over to Finland. This is the first time this ever happened, if it continues to happen.
Yeah, and there shouldn't be. I don't think there should be any reason why it doesn't happen more often.
When is the date of it right now?
I never looked into it that much. I just seen it popped up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just trying to find it here now, scrolling through.
Yeah. No, that's pretty interesting. I didn't hear about that, honestly.
Man, I feel like I need to have like one of those nights again, where it was at pond, like it was at pond hockey this year, where I was drinking and I had Arno and I had Chris with me and I saw Jen because Jen she was coming back to Dad and Lee's is with me, so. But, like, I couldn't find any of them. I went out for a dart, and I was talking to that guy from Slovakia. But by the end of the night, a couple beers in, I was just standing on top of the picnic table overlooking the crowd. And I feel like I need one of those nights. Like, I feel like just standing on a table and just, you know, drinking, shotgunning beer. Just like I was at pond hockey this year. It was quite an event. There was a lot of people out there.
Just to pick up and touch on with a little bit more information that we left off with the intro when we talked a little bit about pond hockey. If you didn't catch that episode, it's all right. You can go back to Kenny and Matt podcast and check on our episodes, and it's there. It's our very first episode we made. But World Pond Hockey Championship. It's like Matt was starting to say. It's an amazing event, like especially growing up. Like this is back in Plaster Rock, New Brunswick, the town I grew up in, and it's a town of like 1,200 people. But
and they got a golf course too, a nine hole golf course.
Yeah, so when you're not as good as hockey, like Mab is, that's where you spend most of your summer and off season is playing on the golf course. But
you know, I still three putt, but. Get on the green in regulation.
Yeah. But, definitely check it out. Like, you can search it online. They have their own website. And the guy that runs the show, per se, is Danny Braun. He's a local guy that lives right there in the town of Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. He was the one that came up with this idea. And it started back in 2002 with 40 teams. And now last year... that just went by, they had 130 teams, And it's not just local teams. Like, it's like teams from around the world. Like, we got teams coming from like Egypt, England, Czech Republic, Slovakia. Like, it's just an amazing event to go. It happens every year in February. The date depends. It's usually around either a week or 2 weeks within February. But yeah, but it's anyone can sign up for it. You just need five guys, and you pay $500, so $100 a player. And they have like places you can park your camper, RV, or depends what you're bringing. Or we even have local community people that live there in the town of Plastrock even open up their homes for teams to come stay at for the weekend. And it's a 4-day event. It starts Thursday night is when they start off with the opening ceremonies and stuff, usually around 6 o'clock p.m. and they have like a few games, and it goes until Sunday. And normally Sunday's the final game is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you play for their version of it's called the Goodwill Cup. And basically what it is, it's kind of like a smaller version of the Stanley Cup, but it's made out of wood. Like, it was handcrafted. And you get pictures with this big cup for winning. And they keep it right there in the arena of Plastrock, but you get your own small replica version of the wooden cup that you can take home. And you also get bragging rights. Yeah, the Goodwill Cup. But you also get bragging rights and win a little bit of money or something like that. But honestly, that's not really what it's all about. Like, yeah, it's nice to win and stuff, but just the energy and the atmosphere and everything that happens for this for these 4 days is just amazing. To play hockey the old school way, like 4-on-4, no slap shots, just gentlemen's rules, give the other team half ice after they score, and meeting new faces and meeting other teams, squaring up, battling. But you're guaranteed, isn't it? What was it, 5 games, Matt?
Yeah, you're guaranteed 5 games every year. Depending on how well you do, you can go on to play, you know, 6 or 7. But the way that they have it set up, last year there was a team in their division, the entire division went 0-5, but someone still needed to move on. So this team that went 0-5 managed to get into the playoffs, and I think they played 2 more games after that. But so it doesn't really matter how you play. It's like, as long as you have fun, you could get lucky and just wind yourself up into the playoffs. Which is, seems like a little bit crazy, because, like, you know, Saturday, you're drinking on Friday, you're drinking on Saturday. Like, you know that team from Montreal, they bought a house. And
yeah, they're called the Montreal Lagers.
Yeah, the Montreal Lagers. They bought a house in Plastrock, and it has three stories. But when you go after the 10, because the 10 party goes until 1. One or so. So you're allowed to just drink as much as you can, load it back, have a good time, listen to local music. And when you are done at 1 o'clock, everyone just stumbles from the lake across the road right beside the Irving. And they just go party on until game one. And what I heard this year is that they were serving free liquor in there. You go into the basement and they have all the liquor. They have liquor downstairs. And because I was talking to Arno went over into that house, and he was talking about how they were offering them beer, and he was just like, let's go, let's drink, baby, let's go.
Yeah, the Lagers are actually a great group of guys. It's a bunch of older guys that they still put in a team and participate. Like, they've been there since it started. But now all their sons play too. So they have 2 Montreal Lagers teams that play. So the old guys, and then their sons have a team too. But
it's time to get rid of the boys.
Yeah, but they're also, like, they're a good group of guys. Like, they have this one young guy. His name is Cody Roy. Shout out to him if he ever hears this. That they actually gave him a bunch of stuff, gave him a bunch of their jerseys and coats and stuff like that. And they because they recognize who he is every year. Which kind of brings me back to the memory of Brian Skrudland.
Brian Skrudland.
Yeah, for some people that don't know who Brian Skrudland is, he used to play in the NHL a long time ago. He used to play for a couple teams such as Montreal Canadiens and Dallas Stars. And he played one time when the Canadiens won the Cup. So he got a hold of Danny Braun and was able to make it to this World Pond Hockey Championship tournament. And that was around when it first started and stuff. So he was the biggest celebrity for about 4 or 5 years that showed up. And but it,
how do you spell his last name?
But look it up. Look it up. But anyways, so that's the thing. You got guys like him. We've had Bobby Hall there. We've had back in 2016, we had Wayne Gretzky come. Because usually Bud Light and Budweiser and Fireball and liquor like that usually sponsors World Pond Hockey because it's such a big thing. But we've had, if you guys know what Trailer Park Boys is, we've had Mike Smith, which is known as Bubbles. We've had him there a couple times. But once again, that was back way when it started. But we try to get as many celebrities to come in as we can as possible. But, yeah, Brian Skrudland was a big deal back when it started, not only just for me but for everyone else that was there. But, a lot of people can say they met Brian Skrudland, but to be able to do the stuff that I got to do with this guy, me and him ended up making a really good, strong connection. I would talk to him when it wasn't even pond hockey season, he would email me and send me all this stuff, a bunch of jerseys, autographed pictures, old hockey gloves, hockey sticks. He'd recognize me. Every year he would come, he would recognize me as soon as I was after meeting millions of people that go to pond hockey. He would know who I was every single year. And he would let me come out and skate around and play on his team because he ended up putting a team in the Pond Hockey Championship for a couple times. Sadly enough, they didn't win, but it was still cool. He enjoyed meeting all these people, taking pictures with young fans and signing autographs and stuff. Because I mean, who wouldn't? But
it's always nice to see a NHLer, former NHLer there. Because there was Bobby Hall one year. They had Bobby Hall. And I remember he was chilling back, just sipping his whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of pictures back home in New Brunswick of meeting Bobby Hall and Brian Skrudland. But, I have pictures of practicing around with Brian Skrudland and his team, wearing Brian Skrudland's Stanley Cup ring. That was pretty awesome. He let me wear his ring, and that was pretty cool. And I got pictures of that. I got pictures of him giving me a bunch of stuff. I still got all the autograph stuff that he used to ship to me. So it was pretty cool to have a good contact with a former NHL player like that. But,
yeah,
for sure, boys. If you ever get the chance, definitely look it up. Check it out. Watch some YouTube videos online. World Pond Hockey Championship, Plaster Rock, New Brunswick. It's hosted on Rolston's Lake. But
good lake.
And like I said before too, check it out online, find the website. Danny Braun has his email or in team registration on there. The team registration for next year, next February, so the 2019, registration is actually in May. But the thing is, you're not guaranteed a spot. He goes down and he looks through the team. So obviously you're 100% coming back if your team won the cup. But he usually tries to make it fair, and he likes to invite teams from different places around the world that's never done stuff like this before. But and obviously a lot of like local teams and stuff, but just talk to them, let them know who your team is and that you're interested in playing, and he'll definitely hook you up. He's a really nice guy, and it was a really big deal for him to come up with something like this. And the real reason actually why it all started was because we raised money to build a indoor arena for the town of Plaster Rock, New Brunswick.
Yeah, you guys really needed a new barn. That literally, you guys had like a barn.
Yeah.
For that old arena.
But now it's.
I remember, like they would have intermissions for initiation. They would have intermissions.
Yeah.
Where the kids go into the dressing rooms, get warmed up.
Yeah.
Like that cold in the arena.
Yeah, I remember that old place. It was actually right behind my house, is where it was.
Yeah, that's true. Holy.
Yeah. That was so long ago, though. Balcony. Yeah, that old concrete platform that's there behind the house. Yeah. That's where it was.
I knew where it was, but like, I didn't really clue in until I just realized where you live and where that rink used to be.
Yeah.
Well, holy shit.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
That's right. If you don't learn it here, you learn it on Kenny and Matt podcast, that's for sure.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Hey.
But just a quick, just to let you guys know, it's just a quick 2 minute to let you guys know that we're going to be ending the podcast soon rather than just say right off the bat, like, yeah, we're done. So give it about 2 or 3 minutes warning. And we'll be done. Just a warning, yeah, like Mav said. But Mav, do you got anything you want to touch about pond hockey or anything at all?
Just if you're ever playing it, just trying to, if you're wanting to enhance your passing, just try and find the holes, try and make the passes more than go up and shoot. But that's only if you want to learn your passing, just practice until you know where you feel comfortable passing the puck. But always make sure that you keep your stick on the ice and you wrap it before you tap it.
That's right. Well, Mav pretty much wrapped it up with his foolish comment like always. But anyways, boys, thanks for tuning in to us tonight. And like we say at the start of every podcast, we love for you to show us the love and support. Send us an applause or messages. We'll respond as quick as possible. It was nice talking to you, boys. Keep your stick on the ice. Heads up. And we'll be back tomorrow night with episode 3 of
I can't wait.
Kenny and Matt podcast. What's that, Matt?
Kenny and Matt podcast 3. I said it's going to be great. It's going to be better than 2-1.
All right, boys. Good talking to you. Take care.
See you later, guys.